Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The beef cattle industry has been my career, and I hope to see you April 23rd, 24th at the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you. You know, markets, genetics, life, profit, and stress-free cattle handling will all be on the agenda. Learn from the industry's leading experts like Temple Grandin and Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert. Register now at 806-323-9114. 323-9114. 323-9114.
It's the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. The sale will feature offerings from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, Bull Mountain Ranch, MCS Cattle, and others. And Wheeler Farms will offer 80 Hereford and Angus bulls along with 20 Angus open yearling heifers. They're ranch-raised, developed with frontline genetics and performance. For an online catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081. Well, limited activity expected early today in the entire cattle complex. Traders are expected to return to the futures complex following wild triple-digit moves in each direction last week. The underlying firmness will continue with traders focusing on potential long-term support in beef demand and the potential for longer-term interest. But Friday's pullback, which pushed April futures a dollar and a half lower, was a quick reminder that the move will not be likely a smooth one. Most of the shift lower Friday was based on profit-taking in nearby contracts, while feeder cattle futures closed narrowly mixed in a narrow range. Well, on the hogs, firm underlying buyer support expected to redevelop throughout the hog trade today. Volume is expected to be light as traders continue to focus on additional early week developments, such as signs of a developing trade agreement and details of pork exports in the trade deal. But filling the China market with needed pork continues to create significant market support. On the grains, the wheat prices lower at all three exchanges early this morning, paying little mind to the incoming winter storm for the central and northern plains. Like corn, spring wheat has little reason for concern at this juncture, given the 30-year highs and projected 2018-19 carryout, as well as the early idea 2019-20 carryout could be even higher with even average yields. Corn futures are lightly mixed this morning as the western corn belt and central plains brace for yet another winter storm. Despite the forecast and likelihood of pushing planting dates back even further, the corn market has little fear about the 2019-20 crop getting planted. Soybean prices are a bit higher here this morning, remaining inside the longer-term downtrend as bears remain less than impressed with last week's trade talks. Weekend political commentary did little to suggest a larger trade deal is at hand, with best estimates looking toward the end of May or beginning of June as a possible time frame for a deal with China. We're going to check those futures in a moment.
Get the latest news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, April live cattle down $1.50 last week, 126.05. The June was down 122, 120.35. August was down 85 cents, 117.37. April feeder cattle down 17 Friday at 146.15. May up 15 cents at 150.22. May hogs up 17, 91 even. And the June was up 112 at 98.97. Kansas City wheat, May was down 8.25 at 431.25. July down 7.25 at 438. Chicago wheat, May down 3 cents, 467.75. July down 4 cents at 469.75. May corn down 2.75 at 362.5. July down 3.25 at 371. May soybeans down 7.5 at 899. July down 7.5 at 912. May cotton up 93 cents, 78.25. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.